Well, what sticks out? I think, I hope you will say, that chord, that thing that's repeated over and over and over again and accented who knows where. And indeed, on the surface, the accents seem arbitrary. They're certainly asymmetrical. Now, first, I would point out the most obvious thing, the brutal sexuality of this music. This has the pounding sexuality of the best and most grisly rock and roll. And I'm not going to get into the details of that. If you don't know what I mean, then ask someone who might. This music would seem to be very powerful in its sexual connotation. Second point, there are three important things going on simultaneously, stacked one atop each other. But the most important thing is the chord. Now, please, what's making this music move forward? What's making it exciting? The chord's not changing, so it's certainly not a harmonic progression. It's certainly not a melodic theme, because we don't hear a melodic theme. What do we hear? We hear asymmetrical accentuation. That's what's driving this music forward. That's what's creating the sense of narrative. That's what's creating a sense of tension and movement. The asymmetrical accentuations of this same repeated chord. It's a wonderful chord. It's an E major triad underneath what we call an E flat dominant triad. You stick these two chords together and they sound wonderfully dissonant and very different from anything we would have heard before. Back to the point. There are three layers. The first layer is this pounding chord, which creates the sense of musical motion through asymmetrical accentuation. The second layer is an ostinato, which we hear most clearly in the gaps. Well, Stravinsky got this ostinato idea from Debussy. There's no harmonic movement. There's no harmonic change. We have great stasis here. The third element, and we hear this in the breaks too, are these little fragments of melody. Most notably, we'll hear a bassoon melody that goes like this. But these melodic fragments are just that, fragments. The main and most important layer in this three-layer strata is that repeated harmony. Let's listen to this segment of music again, but now I want us to count the asymmetrical groupings, and those groupings have been indicated in your booklets. The first time we hear the accented chord, it's a group of 9 plus 2 plus 6 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 3. Then we hear a new grouping, 5 plus 2 plus 6 plus 3, and then we go back to the original grouping. Please, let's count this together. So we said we did, so we're aware that Stravinsky is creating this asymmetry, and it is the asymmetry that's creating the sense of motion and excitement in this music. Note, please, the ostinato most clearly heard in the gaps between the repeated chords.